Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2. We'll be reading Text 16. And just as a reminder to everyone here today that today is the appearance of Sita Devi, Ram's consort. We know that they went to the forest. So it's a nice story. If everyone can take a moment to read that story and just remember Sita Devi on this auspicious day of her appearance. It's also the appearance day of Janava Devi. I don't know very much about Janava Devi. Anybody have anything they would like to say about Janava Devi they can add? So, anyway, today is Janava Devi's appearance day, and also the disappearance of Madhu Pandit. So let's remember these personalities on this auspicious day and their great example that they have set for us to learn from. So I'll read the Sanskrit, and then we can do it. You can repeat, please. So, Bhagavan api vishatma bhaktanam abhayam akara avivesha Amshabhagena. Mana Anukandu Dube. Bhagavan Appi Vishratma. Bhaktana Abhayankara. Avivesham Shabhagena Mana Anakadun Dube Bhagavan Api Vishvatma Bhaktanam Abhayankara Avivesh Samsabhagena Mana Anakadundube Bhagavan Api Vishvatma Bhaktana Abhayankara Avivesham Sabhagena Mana anakadum dube. Someone else, please. Ladies, please. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Api, also. Vishvatma, the Supersoul of all living entities. Bhaktanam, of his devotees. Abhayamkara, always killing the causes of fear. Avivesha, entered. Amsha Bhagina, with all of his potential opulences. Shad Aishvara Purna. Mana, in the mind. Anakandundube of Vasudev. Translation, thus the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul of all living entities, and who vanquishes all the fear of his devotees, entered the mind of Vasudev in full opulence. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. The word Vishvatma refers to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayeshu Dinadishtati. Another meaning of Vishvatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishvatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in the third canto, second chapter, verse 15, as follows. Paravar resho mahad amsa yukto yajo pijato bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is already there within the mind, and consequently it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from a devotee's body. The word avivesha signifies that the Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudev. There is no need for a discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sripad Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Vaishnav Tosani, Srila Sanatan Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudev. Srila Viraragava Acharya also says that Vasudev was one of the demigods, and within his mind, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as an awakening of consciousness. Om Gana Tamadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Omilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I want to thank everyone for coming to Bhagavatam class today, those that are here personally and also watching on the internet. Srila Prabhupada is giving some extremely important instructions here. And in the translation that he has translated, it's important to note that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is super soul of all living entities, and he's in the heart of all living entities, he vanquishes all fear. He can vanquish all fear for those who are his devotees and for those that are surrendered unto him. This is very important that because of forgetfulness of Krishna, this is the source of misery in this material world. And this is a very basic point we've heard many, many times before. But due to forgetfulness of Krishna and our constitutional position of that being a Jivara Surapoya Krishna or Nichidas, an eternal servant of Krishna. So Krishna is within the heart, and there's that picture that we've seen. It's in Bhagavad Gita, where you have the two birds in the tree, and one bird is eating the fruit, and the other bird is super soul. So you have the Atma, and you have this and the super soul, and Krishna is waiting for us to turn towards him. So surrender. We can surrender at any time. But due to falling into this material world and coming in contact with material energy, material consciousness, since time immemorial, we have forgotten our constitutional position. We've heard Srila Prabhupada say that many times. And so, being in this human form of life, we have that wonderful opportunity to once again revive that lost spiritual consciousness that we're all hankering for. We're all looking for that. So surrender. At every step, Krishna is testing us. And at every step, he's giving us an opportunity to turn towards him, just like the bird that's eating the fruit on the tree. And he's enjoying separately from Krishna. So Krishna is waiting very patiently for us to turn towards him and surrender. I remember when I went home for the first time after becoming a devotee, or joining the temple, I should say, and visiting my family. I remember I spoke that verse, Yayatam mam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. So as we surrender unto Krishna, he rewards us accordingly. So if we're having some challenges in life, if we're feeling, you know, the mind is agitated, the mind is screaming, we're not pure devotees yet, we're not, totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness, or we're not feeling that we are surrendered, it's okay. We just need to step by step surrender unto Krishna. We can do that at any moment. We can do that immediately, or it can take a very long time. So, but Krishna will reciprocate with us. And just imagine that sometimes the mind is agitated. As it says in Bhagavad Gita, the mind is more difficult than controlling the wind. It seems like there's so many different challenges in our life. But, you know, when we take shelter of Krishna, we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. We come to Mangal Arati and we chant enthusiastically, even though we may not feel like it, but we do it anyway. We're chanting our rounds. We may not feel so enthusiastic to chant our rounds. There may be so many distractions. Even coming and sitting and speaking Bhagavatam class, it's a surrender. We may not feel like doing this all the time, but if we just surrender and just do it, then Krishna, he gives us the ability, as it says, you know, he's the ability of man. And there's some nice verses, a nutshell verse of Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Porvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayanti Te. So we have to remember that Krishna is our real shelter, and not anyone in the material world who may have some opulence, who might be have some strength, may have some renunciation, beauty. This all lies in Krishna, and if we just take shelter of that, then he gradually will take steps towards us and allow us to enter into the spiritual consciousness. So, fear. Fear comes from forgetfulness. What was that verse that I asked you this morning, Prabhu, about Steve's Prachanaya, Vijite, Svalpam Apasya Dharmasya, Trayate Mahato Bayat. And what is the translation? Yeah, I'm not remembering that. It just when I was reading the deities, that and a little advancement can save one from the most dangerous type of fear. Yes, thank you. So it's really important that we hold on to the instructions of the spiritual master, that we hold on to Krishna's lotus feet in times of difficulty, in times of challenges in life. And we've been hearing over the last couple of days, the Bhagavatam speakers have been speaking very nicely and giving us some very nice instructions about surrendering here in this material world, living within the society of devotees. This is not an ordinary process, and it's not cheap. Going back to the spiritual world is not cheap. We have to work really, really hard at it. And we've been here in the material world through so many births for so long that we're so contaminated. But Krishna makes it easy for us that he is there within his holy name. He's given us an opportunity to chant the holy name. And remember, Krishna is within the heart. So he knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're feeling. And there's no escaping. There's that consciousness. You know, sometimes you feel like you feel, I don't want to say guilty about something, but you kind of feel like that consciousness, like someone is speaking to you. Well, you know, Krishna, that's super soul. He's giving us the intelligence. So we know what is right. We know what we should do. We know what we shouldn't do. We know we should chant 16 rounds every day. We know we should, follow the four regulative principles, attend the morning program. And if we do that diligently, then Krishna will protect us. Krishna will take care of us in all circumstances. Now, that's not to say that there wouldn't be difficulty that we're put into. That's not to say that, we may not be put in harm's way. I remember some time ago, I was driving on the New Jersey Turnpike. I was coming back from Sankirtan, and I was by myself because I dropped one devotee at a bus station. And when I came up over the top of a bridge, there was all kinds of lights flashing. And it was a cold winter night, and there was some ice on the road. There was actually signs up above flashing that there was ice. So I hit my brakes, which anyone that's lived in the Northeast, if you know there's ice, that's a no-no. So what happened is the car started to spin out of control, as other cars had spun out of control. And the first thing I thought of thank Krishna, was his holy name. And I started chanting very loud as I could, because my car was spinning. This is no exaggeration. The car was spinning, and I was seeing lights around me, and I was just yelling, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. And I was just saying the mantra over and over again and praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. And then the car went into the guardrail. This actually happened. I'll never forget this. And what happened is the police came running over and I got out of the car and I was very relaxed. For some reason, I wasn't like anxious. And I figured I'd be a little comical. And the cops came up to me and I said to them, is something wrong? And the car was totally destroyed, and I was fine. So the point is not that Krishna is going to keep us necessarily from being in danger or in a situation like this, but he'll protect our consciousness. He'll help us to protect our consciousness. So when we're chanting to Lord Nrisimhadev, we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection, but to keep our consciousness so we can remember Krishna at every step. I'm sure we all have stories about how we've surrendered to Krishna. We've tried to take shelter of his lotus feet, and he's helped us. He's protected us. The other night I had some rounds that I hadn't finished during the day or in the morning. So it was a busy day for me. So then I went out at the end of the day at 10 o'clock at night to finish my rounds. And I went down Venice. And then it was about 10:30, a quarter to 11 when I was coming back. And I was thinking, this probably isn't the best place to be, you know, at night. And there was an accident. And the car was on the side of the road. And I'm walking down the sidewalk. And I was feeling a little fearful, just like Savas Prabhu, you were saying, when you fly on an airplane, we all get this feeling. And, you know, and for those of you who have flown, you look at the other passengers and you kind of see that, you know, they get a little fidgety, they get a little anxious, because we're putting ourselves in a situation that's potentially dangerous. So I was thinking as I was walking that I would much rather be in the temple room, I'd much rather be home, and I was feeling a little anxious. But I thought to myself, I'm just going to keep chanting and take shelter of Krishna and finish my prescribed rounds and then, you know, get ready for the next day. I'm walking down Venice. Suddenly I hear someone say, Hari Bol. Now, I thought I was hearing things. So I stopped and I looked around. The only person that was closest to me was a California highway patrolman. And I looked at him and I said, and I tried not to be too New Yorkish, but I said, are you talking to me? Because there was no one else around. And he says to me, Hari Bol. And he came up and he gave me a hug. So I'm thinking, here it is, like I'm praying to Krishna. I'm trying to take shelter of Krishna's feet for protection, because there's all kinds of weird things going on in Venice, you know, down east of here. And West too, you know, at 11 o'clock at night. So immediately I thought, wow, this is Krishna, you know, coming to me and, you know, giving me some protection. So this officer actually came and gave me a hug. So after he hugged me, I put my hands up like this and I said, okay, now usually you're asking the questions when you pull someone over, but I'm going to ask you the questions now. Like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? He said, well, I do try to get over to the temple as much as I can. And then I said, oh, what is your name? And he says, oh, my name is Nick. So he seemed to know a bunch about devotees. You know where I'm going with this, right? I said, where do you live? He says, I live in Visalia. I said, okay, who do you know? It was, and I hope Maharaj Das, you're listening to this, because this, you can ask Nick about this. Nick, who is a California highway patrolman, happens to be the son of a devotee, Maharaj Das. Where? That's right. Excuse me. His son-in-law. He married Maharaj Das's daughter. That's right. So, anyway, it was a really wonderful exchange, and he chanted a. I chanted a little bit, and he responded Hare Krishna, and it was just really what a wonderful exchange. So he says, "Well, I need to get back to business here now." So Hare Krishna, and he pointed at my beads, and keep chanting, and then I went back to the temple, and I felt like I could go anywhere now. I felt like, heck, I'll go to East LA and walk around like this. No problem. I felt so confident. So the point is that Krishna, he protects us, and he comes to us in different ways. He'll manifest himself in different ways to us. And even in a way of telling us, have no fear. I'm here. I'm in your heart. I'm everywhere. And he even manifests himself in a way of having a police officer come to me and, speak with me. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and I wanted to just share that story with you. So it's important that we remember Krishna at every moment. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. And we're really fortunate to have the opportunity to revive our old consciousness. It's actually our original consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says our old consciousness of loving Krishna. And it is to us, we're not familiar with this consciousness because it's been forever. Since time immemorial, we've been in a totally different consciousness, a totally different space where everything is for our pleasure, it's for our enjoyment. We see even in walking in Culver City, for example, people are buying food and they sit down on the street and they're looking at the menu and they're thinking, what is it that I can eat that I can enjoy? And then the person comes and the waiter comes and they put the plate down in front of the person, and the person is thinking, wow, now this is for my enjoyment. I'm going to enjoy this. So we do all these same things. The only thing we do differently is, of course, is we offer our foodstuffs to Srila Prabhupada and we offer our foodstuffs to Krishna first. So we're purifying our consciousness. Now, we're talking about prasadam here, so I just want to say that Sri Satchinandana Prabhu went in this morning to cook breakfast for all of us today. And he was in there very early. He was in there, I actually went in there, he was in there before Mangal Arati cooking. So, if and when you see him today, just tell him thank you very much for his surrender. So Srila Prabhupada is such a perfect example, as we know, for us. And he surrendered to the will of his spiritual master. And he took shelter of his spiritual master's instructions. And he took shelter of Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada came over here, imagine if we would have done that. Let's just put ourselves in Srila Prabhupada's shoes for a moment. And so we came over here at an advanced age, even let's just say at the ages that we are now. And we were on the Jaladuta or a ship like that. And we didn't know anybody in the United States. And we hardly had any money. What was it? $7 maybe US, not so much money. And just some books. Think about it. Think about how fearful we might be. Or maybe if you were to go to another country and you didn't know anyone. I spoke to one devotee recently. He went to India. And he just couldn't make it there. It was just too difficult for him. And he came back to the United States. Actually, he's trying to be a devotee. He's a bhakta. But just turning our attention again to Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada was taking shelter of Krishna always, he was always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. He was transcendental to the fear. He was transcendental to the modes of material nature. And look, in such a short period of time, what Krishna gave him. So now we all have that golden opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada and to serve this ISKCON movement and to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if we simply try to chant, try to hear, just try, and even if we have to go through the motions sometimes, Krishna will reciprocate with us. And I think we all have experience of feeling that reciprocation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many times do we go out on book distribution? You might be a little tired, didn't get so much rest the night before, not feeling so well, but you go out and you do it anyway, and you have a very successful day, and you meet some very nice people, and you speak very nicely. Or you're not feeling very well, but yet you come to the morning program, and by the end of the morning program, you feel ecstatic. You feel transcendental. Or even you're wondering, what are you going to speak if you come and sit up here for Bhagavatam class? And then Krishna gives you the ability to speak and to say some words. So it's there for everyone. Krishna consciousness is there for everyone. And to that degree that we take shelter of Krishna and surrender to Krishna, to that degree, we will be less in fear, material fear. So I want to thank everyone again for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai. Hare Krishna. All glories to Bhakta Nick. Take it up off the cord.